Detroit Red Wings take a 3-1 series lead on the Chicago Blackhawks. Not the way the Hawks wanted it to go, but they have to be, I would guess, impressed and happy with the desperation and intensity and the effort that they put forth. Member the Hawks, very pleased to have joining us here in the Subway Restaurants Fresh Take Hotline, Andrew Shaw of the Hawks. Good morning, Andrew. How are things?
They've been better. How about you?
Well, they're okay. We do want to talk to you. Thanks for making time. We were kind of wondering whether or not you would make time because things have been better. Obviously, a lot of people couldn't have seen this coming. The fact that not so much that you're down in this series, but that the offense has been so hard to come by. Just 2 goals in your last 3 games. I know that if you had the answers, you'd put them into place. But what are you seeing, and why has it been so difficult to generate offense against Detroit so far?
Well, they're a great team. You know, it's going to take a lot of hard work. You know, offensively, you know, we got to just push each other and, you know, get funnel pucks to the net and find ways to get those greasy goals.
They're a frustrating team to play against, aren't they? Rhett Warner is here, used to play in the NHL, and he was talking, even going back years ago, about how you play against this team, and you know they don't scrap, and they're hard to catch, so you can't really play all that physical, and they can be frustrated, and it looked as though maybe as a group you guys got a little frustrated last night. That's fair, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, they play man-to-man, and you know, they're kind of all over, and you know, playoff hockey's pretty tough when got a guy on your back, and you're trying to go to the net. And, you know, we took a couple penalties there in the second period that killed the momentum we had going.
So you never want to be down 3-1, Andrew. At the same time, you guys had a fabulous regular season for a reason. Is there a switch there? Is it as simple as that? Is there a switch that can be thrown on in Game 5 to retake momentum in this series?
Yeah, I think we need to come out early and get a goal pretty quick and, you know, just get the power play clicking and, you know, a couple years ago, they came back, you know, down 3-1 against Vancouver, and they pushed into Game 7 overtime. So, you know, the boys are looking at that and using it as motivation forward here.
Andrew Shaw, the Chicago Blackhawks, our guest here on the Subway Restaurants Fresh Take Hotline. The power play specifically is one thing that's got to be a bit of a head scratcher. You're not a big part of the power play unit, obviously, but what are you seeing as, certainly last night, it just seemed like failure to gain the zone, to even get across the line and get things set up. What is it that the Wings are doing? And again, I guess it comes back to 5-on-5, but specifically on that penalty kill, why has it been so tough?
You know, we're just not being composed. Or dumping pucks, not supporting, just not getting out works on the power play. And I think we got to get it in there and, you know, find a greasy way to get those pucks out of the corner and just get shots to the net.
Your role doesn't change, does it? I mean, what made you were successful in the regular season by going out there, banging bodies, and going to the net. And Carlo Koliakovo, he never saw you coming. That was a huge hit you laid on him the other night. Does it make it easier for you to play when right now you need to be physical, you need to create energy, and that's what you do the best? Does it make your job easier at this time of year?
It doesn't. You know, I get frustrated. You know, being down, I kind of get too emotional and. I lose my cool, and you know, Game 3, I took 2 penalties. You know, just going hard in the net, but you know, I just got to go in the net with my hands down, and you know, just play smart hockey, and just try to take, you know, Howard's vision away.
You're never a big scorer in junior in the Ontario League. You were never a real big scorer in the AHL. Mid round pick, and you're playing a pretty big role for this team at such a young age. I talked to a buddy of mine yesterday that played against you in the A this year, and he said you are the single hardest hitter, especially for your size, that he's ever played against. In fact, I think he separated his shoulder with the hit this year. Why has, and maybe that's obviously helped, how has it worked for you at the NHL level rather easily, I guess?
You know, just play physical. When I hit, you know, it creates space for me and my line mates, and you know, everyone out there on the ice with me is thinking twice about what they're going to do. And, you know, it just creates more room for me. And with that, I can take pucks to the net and, you know, go to the dirty areas. And it's seemed to work for me.
Andrew Shaw, the Chicago Blackhawks, our guest here on Sportsnet Radio, the Fan 960.
Daniel Alfredson comes out after, I'm sure you're not watching the series, but he says something along the lines of, no, we don't have a chance of coming back against Pittsburgh. I don't imagine a guy like Jonathan Toews is saying anything like that, but did anyone step up in the room after the game and have anything to say?
Yeah, we said, you know, if we all work like as hard as we can, you know, anything can happen. Just back and never give up and always just keep moving forward. And, you know, we had a great win streak during the regular season. There's no reason why we couldn't get it started up again here in playoffs.
Is there has the novelty worn off because you're playing for an original six team? It's the Chicago Blackhawks. They're one of the most entertaining teams in the NHL. That crowd is crazy. The building and just everything that goes into it. The season was incredible for you guys. Has the novelty worn off, or do you still kind of catch yourself when you're walking out onto the ice at the start of a hockey game and hard to believe that here you are in Chicago playing for the Blackhawks?
You know, it is pretty tough. Pretty amazing, you know. It's so surreal. You know, just a few years ago, I was, you know, just playing junior, you know, third line there, not doing too much, and now playing in the NHL for one of the best teams in the league, and it just shows hard work pays off. And I got to keep going and, you know, pushing forward and, you know, just working on my individual skills and my team play.
Appreciate your time, man. I know that obviously you guys are disappointed, but it's funny how things go. We've been saying all morning, you shouldn't be surprised when you get into the postseason. And I think across the board, most guys in this room feel like you go home, you win a game coming up here on Saturday, and all bets are off. So good luck on Saturday, and let's see this thing go seven, all right?
All right, thanks.
Appreciate it. Andrew Shaw of the Chicago Blackhawks.